Even more barriers have been put in place along the Grand Canal today, and the latest are close to Bagot Street Bridge, where the ground along the canal is sloped, which would make it difficult to even pitch a tent. A line of 33 tents are now pitched along an area further up the canal where groups of homeless men have slept overnight. People seeking international protection. Volunteers say it was relatively quiet overnight. Many of the men are still waiting to hear from the International Protection Accommodation Services, which has been struggling to deal with the new number of arrivals here in recent weeks. Niall Collins, I want to go to you first just on your colleague Michael McGrath's comments yesterday that tents should only be given out for use at state-run facilities.
Well, I think it's important when we speak about immigration into Ireland, we have to bear in mind that as a country, we are reliant on people coming into our country to work as immigrants, to fill the gaps in our labour market. We see that particularly in the HSE, particularly in the hospitality sector. In the last 2 years alone, we issued over 100,000 work permits for people to come in to fill the gaps across our labour market. We have full employment, but yet there is about 30,000. If you do a quick Google search, you'll see there's about 30,000 vacancies, top line
sure,
vacancies.
Okay, but on the issue of international protection, which you'll appreciate is obviously separate
sure.
to this, what Michael McGrath's comments that tents should only be given out for people to pitch in state-run facilities, do you agree with that? Is that government policy?
Well, look, government policy, we have obviously to react to the surge that we're experiencing, and we have to make every agency available to the state to deal with the issue, and we've seen that with the Mount Street operation, with the operation and the canal in relation to that, and we're trying to ramp up the availability of large-scale reception centres, large-scale people centres where we can accommodate people. And there's a lot going on in that whole space. As you know, the list of safe countries has been increased to 10. We're looking at 8 more countries. Eight out of 10.
That is a separate issue to the tents, but I do agree.
I do agree with what Michael McGrath
you do
has
agree.
Said.
Okay.
But we have to get to that point, okay. And we're working to get to that point.
Richard Boyd Barrett, the provision of tents to people, is it sensible to give people tents and that they be directed to facilities where there are showers, toilet blocks, and the like, rather than ad hoc camps along the canal?
Well, nobody should be living in a tent. It's absolutely outrageous that people are living in tents, and it just speaks to the absolute failure of the government to provide the decent and necessary accommodation that any human being needs. But of course, there's also 13,500 people in homeless accommodation. They've just messed up on housing and accommodation, and these poor people are then put in tents. And of course, I'm sure people in tents, if you have to be in a tent, but nobody should be in a tent, would rather be in a secure place with showers and all the rest of it, right? But again, clearly the government is failing, and I don't know how many times people in the Dáil are blue in the face pointing out that there are buildings within close proximity to the canal, right, which are sitting empty, which could be used for accommodation.
If tents at all, then state facilities. That's in the worst case scenario, you think?
Look, I mean, I assume the reason tents are given out because they don't have somewhere to put
sure.
them. But,
okay,
but of course, nobody should be in a tent.
Okay.
But give them a tent rather than nothing.
Okay.
Give them decent accommodation.
No, if what we've seen over the last couple of weeks down, particularly along the canal, but not only along the canal and around Mount Street as well. I mean, it is almost a personification of how lacking this government is in any terms of a plan and any terms of an organisation. And it very much reflects back what I hear even in my own constituency, is that the government seemed to lack any form of competency when
right.
it comes to managing.
If they are
the area
to adjust this provision of tents, though, I'm sorry to interrupt you because we are out of time. Should they only be provided at state-run facilities?
I can't even think of what possible scenario where offering somebody a tent should be considered.
Okay. All right, that's all we have time for today.